This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Barry, Nick, and Joel, The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, one in the books, two to go, plenty more of the big show, and I'm having some computer issues, but as I walked through the hallway, Barry, and the lead was short-lived for our local nine, as it's now 2-1 Mariners.
I've got text and tweets that I need to catch up on for the peeps. Someone said, I'm listening in my office building. If my coworkers heard the review, would they assume I'm watching porn? Yes, sir or ma'am, they would. Absolutely. We're going to have dialogue from the and music in the background. The music, by the way, in the Italian Stallion, absolutely amazing. So great. And it'll sound oddly familiar. That's all I'm going to tell you. It'll sound oddly familiar. I got some other text. Somebody said, what's wrong with the Hobbit movies? I think it's self-explanatory. If you've not, I'm on day three of trying to get through the first Hobbit movie. Number one, it's a super long investment in time. Like, you have to have some extra time on your hands to watch this. Second of all, it's so boring. I'm just doing this just so I can say I've done it, so I get all the hipster references when I'm at an open mic. This is a struggle, though. This is pretty whack. I can't wait for, like, the good Lord of the Rings fighting, I guess. And then I got this. I'm a fan of WWE and never watched The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings. I know it's staged, but let me hit you with a chair and see how you feel. No, I'm good. I don't need that to.
What if it's a folding chair that breaks away easily, like a breakaway chair, like they use in acting classes?
I'm good. Don't need to be hit with a chair.
I'd try it out. I'd gladly be the guy that tries it out with you to see if if it'll fold and break away.
And then OU Mike said, that's it, Laminack. You have crossed a line. You have crossed a 34th level Dungeons & Dragons wizard. So apparently I'm pissing off the level 5 paladins out there.
Abby's mom says, I'm at home with my kids making slim in the backyard while listening. I hope that was slime. Otherwise, your aerobics class has gone wayward multitasking. What? But she said it's a mom thing.
And then I got followed by a guy named Boom Boom, which...
seems appropriate.
By itself is amazing and fantastic.
Well, now you can get your blue check because there's a fake out there.
I hate you, Nick. I would have to change my name on Twitter to Boom Boom to get the check. Maybe I can change it back. That's hilarious, though, that Boom Boom, and I'm guessing that Boom Boom doesn't actually know the story behind me and my name Boom Boom, but he followed me on Twitter just to tell me. He posted a GIF GIF of some dude jumping off. It looks like it's one of the Hardy Boys, but he's jumping off what I'm assuming is maybe a 40-foot, 50-foot light tower and landing on who knows what, a table, a fat chick. I have no idea. But he's like, want to try and say this is fake? No, that's just dumb. Like, that's not fake, but it's dumb. And then the whole rest, I just can't get into the action in the ring. Like, the storylines and stuff is one thing, but the fighting in the ring and the, I guess, too, once you, like, Nick, do you watch wrestling at all?
No, I stopped watching. Probably 10 years, probably.
Once you learn, like, jiu-jitsu and you know how jiu-jitsu is, right? At least if you've studied any combat sport, and then you watch wrestling, it's like being a nurse and then watching like ER, and you're like, nope, that never happens. Nope, they don't do that. Nope, that's not real. Nope, they would never do that first. You know what I mean? It's kind of the same thing. That's why I guess I struggle with it. But if you like it, hey, you like it. That's fine. I'm not knocking you.
What's amazing to me is how many people that are in our business are like over the top passionate about it. Like, regardless of the fact that they know it's fake, they're still like into it, like big time, like wanting to go to the big, whatever they call the big events that are on pay-per-view. And when they come to Houston or San Antonio, it's like a huge deal, and they take their kids. I think Creighton's into it too. It's just amazing to me how many people still like are like passionate about it.
Oh, I have tons of friends that are into it. Tons.
Really?
Of friends. And I like to joke with and mess with them every chance I get. Yeah. Yeah. I was surprised at how many people I knew that are super into wrestling. Comics, MMA guys, just, yeah, across the board. Anyone and everyone.
By the way, El Jefe doing some work for us today. Already tweeting to Tillman Fertitta and Josh Reddick, trying to get them both on The Usual Suspects. Fantastic work. I've been retweeting that. I also sent a message to Tillman trying to get him on. We do need to start pelting Real Josh Reddick with more. So at Real Josh Reddick, you suspects get out there and tell him that he's been hot because of us and he needs to get back on. And push Tillman Fertitta a little bit too, because that would be great to get these guys on, to get them to talk about this great Astro season in the case of Reddick. And, of course, the pursuit of the Rockets by Tillman and Mattress Mac is fantastic.
Yeah. One more tweet, and then we can move on to something else. But the future governor, P. Randizzle, Patrick Randall, informed me that, he said, I tried to have y'all on in the shop. He owns a flower shop. Pac-Man Joel talked about wieners, and it all went to hell. My wife isn't having it, and she hasn't forgotten it. So I bring that up to say that Joel's always the one to point out that I'm the filthy one on the show, that I'm the dirty one. And
So a hot dog eating contest is me being dirty.
As it turns out, yeah, you got us turned off in a flower shop. That's how vulgar you are.
I'm just going to let that one sit.
That's how dirty, compared to me, that's how dirty. Oh, and by the way, stay tuned for my review of a porn movie.
Has it been approved?
No. I just wanted to add that, you know.
Yeah.
You're the dirty one, but I'm the one reviewing Sylvester Stallone's softcore porn.
Nine wieners and nine innings, and I'm a troublemaker. That's all I can tell you. Yep. Nine wieners, nine innings. Sounds like soft porn, but it's actually something that Barry achieved. What is it? Legendary greatness amongst the sports listening community. How about that?
I like it.
All right. Barry's in OKC. Nick and I are here. We continue to roll on. Plenty to get to. Astros are playing now. Lots of stories on the docket. If there's something on your mind, we really haven't told you this because you're already so good about participating on Twitter, especially. But give us a text. Give us a call. 713-780-3776 on the HRNP listener line. And, of course, hit us up on Twitter at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are The Usual Suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Way back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects, Nick had hour number one, including Oasis, which was nice. You had Oasis. I didn't get to comment it because it was on a bump out. If it was on a bump in, we'd have to talk about it being Oasis.
Yeah, I wonder how intern Trey feels about that.
No, I was just kidding. They're the second greatest.
You wrecked me. You wrecked me. That's all he says when you make fun of him. You wrecked me.
Hey,
by the way, Joel, good choice on this. Yaz is a pretty decent song. I like that.
Appreciate it. Yep.
Was it Move Out? Is that what it's called?
Move Out on the album Upstairs at Eric's. Yep.
Yeah. Yaz is legit.
Had little David Bowie to kick it off.
Uh huh.
Well, so I got hour number two.
Not a huge Bowie fan, but I like the Yaz. That's a good song.
I'm not either, but he had a couple good ones that I like.
Well, he's international. He's got the international flavor.
Yeah, and he also married an international flavor.
I knew this would set it off a little bit, but somebody said, as a 10-year firefighter, Chicago Fire has got to be the biggest load of crap out there. We boycotted it at our station. I'm telling you, as an IT guy, I can't watch any show that has computers Because I'm like, no, that's not how that works. That's not even it. He didn't even log in. How do you do that? Like, you didn't even have to get past. That's not how you log into that router. That's not a. It's difficult. So I feel you. I feel you, fireman. Whatever your name is, he didn't have it.
Well, at least you got the response, which was good. I mean, Abby's mom is responding. I didn't need that, but you know.
No.
And of course, no. Joey Geiger says, "Ah, come on, you know Wisconsin people love those hot dog wieners. Yeah, that's what we call them too, don't you know? You betcha, hot dog wieners. You put a little of the sauerkraut and a whole bunch of the toppings on them, and oh, those things go down slow and easy. Mmm, nothing like them."
You know, I forget the comedian that said. I think it was George Lopez, but he talked about Hispanics, you know, saying weenies, and I didn't know if that was true or not. And then I married one, and yeah. It's true. They all say weenies. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's, yeah. Does Lisa say weenies or does she say hot dogs?
Nope. She says hot dogs. Oh. But she's never had them. I mean, I guess when they were kids, they had them. But again, she eats, like I told you guys, I mean, she always eats really super healthy and has been like vegetarian. Now she's going full vegan now. And she's like, she keeps trying to rope me in.
I don't get it. I do not get it.
No, I don't either. And she keeps trying to rope me in, and I'm like, nothing you're saying is enticing me. Like, you know, she heard about, I guess there's one of the burger chains or a burger restaurant here in town now that supposedly has a vegan burger that tastes just like a regular hamburger. And she's like, we should really go try that. And I'm like, so we're going to go on a witch hunt for the one burger place that has these things. And then she said, but she goes, first of all, she doesn't cook. And she goes, she and her mom go, you know, Lisa's going to start cooking for you. And I just started laughing. I'm like, there's no way. Other than baked goods, there's no way. And she's like, she's giving me the stink eye. She's like, yes, I am. And you're going to like it. And you'll see. It'll get you over. I'm like, there's no way I'm going vegan. I tried her vegan ice cream. And I know, Barry, you got lots of the low-cal. No, thank you.
Mm-mm. She won't make you go vegan. But if she does cook something for you, you are going to like it, vegan or not. Tell you that right now.
That's
right.
Not true. I'm going to be honest.
It's not going to go down like that.
No.
Does she think that like venting the TV dinner is cooking? It's like, oh, I had to tear the plastic back on both corners, so I'm slaved over this microwave dinner already.
Yeah, I mean, even going to the store and looking for, like you were talking about, the microwave vegan burritos.
Oh no!
I'm just going. No, come on. It's already bad enough if you got to microwave a burrito, but. If you're doing the vegan version, I'm out.
Yeah. So the headliner here, he got into town this morning, gets to the house, and he doesn't have a car. And I was like, hey, man, you know, if you need me to take you anywhere, he goes, have you gone grocery shopping yet? And I was like, no. I mean, I've just been getting fast food, and I'll buy some frozen dinners. He goes, do you mind taking me to the store? I was like, no. And he's like, he trains like jiu-jitsu. He's like a purple belt. And so he's all like, muscular and fit, and then there's me, who's just not. And he was like, do you work out? I'm like, look at me, dude. Like, do you really have to ask that? I was like, I run. He's like, oh, would you mind? Yeah, let's go to this clean grocery store. And I'm like, okay, is this like Whole Foods?
Right.
No. I'm in the frozen food section, and it's all tofu burgers. And I was like, yeah. I put my cart back. I was like, yeah, I'm not buying. He goes, well, you're not going to get anything? I was like, no, I'll just go to a regular grocery store and get some Weight Watchers. Oh, man, like, have you tried their tofu sliders? I was like, no, I don't know. I can't do that. Like, that doesn't appeal to me. I don't even think I've had tofu, but I just know I don't want it. You have something like that? You've never eaten it, but you know you don't want it?
Yeah, it looks like.
For me, that's tofu.
Yeah, I agree with you, because the other night we ordered Chinese food, and of course, Lisa wasn't ordering it anymore because of the vegan thing, so she ordered it for me and her mom, and she ordered General Tso's chicken, but it came, instead of chicken, it came tofu, because that's what Lisa was eating before she went straight off the deep end, and her mom was like, no, I'll eat it anyway, and I looked at her like, you sure about that? And she's like, oh, yeah, it tastes just like chicken. I'm like, no, I'm with you. Tofu's out. That's just one of those things. Nope. I don't even want to try it. I have before.
That's where I got this. Yeah, that's why I was looking at their trail mix, because all I have is this one from Aldi. It's raisins, almonds, and cranberries. It's called the Trail of Tears mix. No, that's not the real name, but it's pretty gross. So I did look, because where else could you get a great bag of trail mix but at some hippy dippy tofu place? So
the other thing is, and I think it was, we were talking about this the other day. I think it was in here, but we were talking about the fact the reason why most of America is overweight is because the food is inexpensive. So everybody can afford it, and you go to Whole Foods trying to be healthy, and you spend like three times as much on whatever you're trying to eat. Like you said, trail mix, you can buy a box of granola at the grocery store, which is going to cost you a couple bucks, but if you buy the Whole Foods super healthy version, it's going to be like $7, and people can't afford to eat healthy. You can get a Happy Meal or a supersized meal in a drive-thru for like $4.99.
I mean, for me, you're right. I mean, you're absolutely right. It's about the price, but it's also about convenience. But let's be real. It's about delicious. I mean, fast food and all the stuff that's bad for you, it's delicious.
Yeah.
Like hamburgers, french fries, delicious. Tofu, not delicious. Not a little bit. Not even a little bit. It doesn't look appealing. They had a ham sandwich, but the ham was tofu. How do you do that?
No, boy.
That's some wizardry. I don't know. Maybe I saw that on The Hobbit. I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah, that's because that's the two biggest things Lisa's going to have a problem with. Like, even when we order Chinese food, she orders an order of fries. I'm like, we're ordering fries from a Chinese food? She goes, I just love them. I just want to see if they make them good.
French fries?
Yeah. And I'm going, no. But then she's like, well, I think that maybe we can find some places that have vegan fries. I'm like, no, not me.
Mm. What are vegan fries? How is it not a... So isn't you don't it already use, vegan?
So, no, it's because the way you cook them. If you cook them with lard or animal lard or things like that, they have to be cooked with the right oil, and it's complicated.
What oil do most people use to fry stuff in? It's not some sort of lard, is it?
Well, like,
I would assume it was just like a vegetable oil.
Olive oil is basically the new, instead of using like regular vegetable, because everybody back in the day would basically only use vegetable oil.
But deep fryer is, there's a special kind of oil, and a lot of it uses animal fat in it.
Mm. Oh, hell. See, this is just, no.
I agree with you, but look, this is the life that I'm forced to live right now. So this is what I'm dealing with. I'm just telling you. It's not fun because every day I get that peer pressure. I get that pressure to say, you're going to try it, right? No, I'm not. And then she's angry. That's something that you want to do. I don't have any desire to do that. I eat healthy enough. I'm not going over the top. I just can't do it.
I think you go over the top enough.
Yeah, see, you guys always make fun of me anyway. But yeah, that's why I'm not going any further than that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm with you. I wouldn't do it either. Don't do it. Don't give in.
No, don't. Barry, how about the CSI shows with the enhanced screens? That was from Ryan on the text line. That's a numero uno that pisses me off. They've got some grainy footage of a license plate or a bad guy in a hoodie. And they'll be like, can you zoom in on the plate? And then they'll zoom in. Oh, it's a X. Can you enhance that? There is no enhance on a picture. Okay, there is no enhance. It's as if you zoom in, that's as good as it's going to get. So that is the number one thing that makes me angry when I watch those kind of shows about computers. Pisses me off. Somebody asked about Mr. Robot. It's all right. It's about 75% accurate.
One of the usual suspects, Sean Lundy, tweeted into as a park and rec worker that show Park and Rec is total BS. # no one cares. So that was thrown in there. And our good friend Ike wants to let everyone know, and I'm not sure why, he is a pro wrestling fan. Oh, boy. Good luck with that. All right. So we continue to roll on with plenty of fascinating topics that I'm sure everybody's dialed into. But at least they're clean, and there is no wiener talk. We're going to continue to roll on. Okay. Well, then that's on you. Barry and OKC, Nick and I here, the usual suspects, right on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the usual suspects back on ESPN 97.5, and I give Joey Geiger credit because he bounced back after I said what I said on the air about making fun of Wisconsin people knowing wieners. P. Randizzle said, let's be fair. Joel makes a subtle reference. Then our sick minds take it over the top. Yeah, you sickos. You do it, not me. And then Joey responded, it may be true. However, that's what makes us great listeners and hosts, willing to make fun of each other like family. I would agree with that. We make fun of each other every day, Barry more than others. But, I mean, at the end of the day, that's what makes us a radio family.
I would agree with that. Are we all going to hug now?
No, because thank okay. God we're all in separate rooms.
Somebody said, I'm sorry, but humans didn't work their way to the top of the food chain to eat the food their food is supposed to eat.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
No? As a guy, this is my favorite text all day. As a guy who works at Suits You, that show Suits is complete horse bleep. That is absolutely hilarious. I'm sorry. That's so funny. I don't know who texted that in, but that's a funny text.
That is fantastic.
Right?
OJ, up for parole. Does he get out?
You know, they asked me that yesterday in Wichita. Tony, the PD there, was like, hey, man, are you guys going to carry the OJ thing live? And I was like, why would we do that?
Because it's that intriguing of a story. People are like, that's like that case.
But
was
they're
just
literally thinking about running it live, like breaking into their whatever scheduled programming to run the hearing.
Well,
live.
I think it is going
to
be televised. It is televised. It's going to the hearing is going to be televised for sure.
Yeah, but they were thinking of on radio, and he was like, I'm thinking about even getting it sponsored. I'm like, by who? Like Isotoner, or he's like, maybe a knife company. I was like, oh, wow. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, that's the funny thing because, you know, and I don't know that I could mention this part of the story because then I could be, again, accused of using subject matter not appropriate. But there's conflicting reports now that he could be denied parole after he was caught pleasuring himself in his cell, which is strictly forbidden in federal prisons in the U.S.
Wait a minute. Stop the presses. You're telling me you can't masturbate in prison?
Okay. According to Barstool, they said O.J. Simpson could be denied parole after he was caught pleasuring himself in his cell, strictly verboten in federal prisons in the U.S., a prison source has told DailyMail.com. He's facing a disciplinary hearing after being written up for masturbating in his prison cell, said the source. He was caught by a female corrections officer making her normal rounds in late June.
Man, I could go to jail for a bad check. I'd never get out. What are you in for? I wrote a bad check. How long are you doing? Life, apparently, because I'm going to not stop masturbating. So I'll never get out of prison, ever.
And thus the Stallone movie.
That would suck.
That sounds so crazy. It makes me wonder, like, was it the area that he was doing it in, or was it
What do you mean it's not so crazy?
No, I mean,
dude,
you're
in jail for years with no women, no sexing.
No, I mean,
you're not doing it.
I mean, it does sound crazy that someone could be in jail for that long and not masturbate. But I'm thinking, was it the location of the prison that got him in trouble?
It seems like it's a universal rule in the United States, does it not, the way that it was written?
That's insane.
I'm guessing, like, maybe the guard just walked by and he's just like, yeah. And then he's like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I didn't know you were. Like, almost like when your mom caught you, you're just like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm guessing that's maybe what it was. Like, he didn't think the guards were going to come by for a check. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either. But, I mean, the guy just can't get out of his own way. I mean, it's crazy. And, again, the story, literally, and I hate to use this term, but the story just won't die. I mean, he won't go away, and it keeps popping up. And then to hear you have stations that think about covering it live, it's like, is it really still that big of a deal?
I get the TV aspect. The radio part that Barry's mentioning, that's crazy. I can't believe someone actually wanted to do that. But the TV part, I can totally see it. Yeah, I can totally see people wanting to see it televised live. And
it's probably better than a lot of the regular programming that they have on a lot of stations. From a television perspective.
That's true.
Yeah.
I just look around. Unless it's soap operas or a bad show from the mall here, what do you got in the afternoons on TV?
So do you think that he'll get out?
You know, I hate to say it, but he's not being, you know, the hearing isn't about what happened with Nicole Brown Simpson. It's about, you know, beating the hell out of an autograph dealer that had his stuff. Right. You know, if it's true what they say about all the good stuff he's been doing, he's been refereeing games and like counseling guys and work, you know, getting them to work out and doing all these things. Sounds like there's enough positives that at least it'll be considered. I mean, he didn't kill anybody, so I'm just saying he didn't in this case. So it sounds like if this is what he's being, paroled for, it sounds like he's got a good shot.
Yeah, you're probably right. Although, self-pleasure, since it's forbidden, since apparently he's in prison at a Catholic church, I don't know. apparently that's not allowed. So maybe maybe they're just trying to find excuses to keep him in there.
Just sounds
you
like
know?
Someone
you know
being
how the man
jerk.
Works. You know how the man works.
Yes. I'm guessing it depends on the judge, because the last judge, according to the documentary, all the charges that he had in Vegas for the memorabilia and all that stuff, even without a lawyer, you could get 2-3 years soaking wet. But because of his history, the judge gave him a really long sentence, purely based on the fact that he got off from the Nicole Simpson murder. If you look at the documentary, it basically says that any lawyer could have gotten him out of those charges and had him do 2, maybe 3 years in prison. But because of his history, so I think it depends a lot on the judge and how he feels about the situation.
Jason on Twitter is saying it was because it's a female guard.
Oh, okay.
For whatever reason.
So now, was he masturbating, staring at her?
Yeah, because that's not the way the Barstool article was written. It just says he was doing it, and then she caught him. It didn't say that he was doing it to her.
Because there's if you're just, you thought maybe the covers fell off because you weren't paying attention, and then she walks by and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I had no idea. Or was he just like, yeah, look at me, make eye contact, officer so-and-so or whatever. That's a bit different. That's creepy.
I dropped my spoon. We get that for me?
either way, though, that's not a good look, but yeah. Come on.
No, I agree with you, then they got, and of course, all of not our usual suspects, but the other usual suspects come out of the woodwork too. Like Cato Kaelin is being interviewed on this while he's doing commercials for some ridiculous tie-in to the case, so he can make a buck. It's just these people need to go away.
So is Cato Kaelin still trying to be an actor or whatever the hell he was back in the day?
I think he's just capitalizing on his name now, trying to whore his way into as much money as he can possibly make with bad endorsements.
Okay, here's some breaking news from the text line.
Okay.
Not breaking news, but it's pretty interesting. So I did 17 months in TDC. Not allowed to masturbate, but everyone did. People hang sheets and stuff to get privacy, but a couple people I was in with got minor infractions for that. Usually they only get in trouble if they are open about it. He probably pissed someone off.
Shocker. Or because of what he's been through or done and gotten away with, he's pissed people off, right?
That's what he's saying, yeah. I would guess that, people are like, just do something. Just mess up just a little bit. Any excuse.
Right. So. Oh, no. I just Wikipedia'd Cato Kaelin to see what he was up to. I forgot this. This is bad. You know where he's from?
Where?
Milwaukee. I had to admit that, but jeez, I remember.
Now. Yeah, that does suck.
Yeah.
Sorry for you.
Yeah, I even know the high school he went to. That's terrible. It says right now he's a American actor, radio and television personality.
Is all that in quotes?
Yeah, exactly. Gained fame as the witness during the OJ trial. Mm. Oh, boy. And he's doing infomercials.
Easily.
Yeah. All right. So we'll continue to roll on with the show. Astros still losing 2-1 at the moment. Barry, for an update for you if you're not following it. And it's pouring and raining sideways here in the Galleria, just to let you know with the weather report. Right now, I want to tell you guys about Infuse Energy and CEO Josh Pasikoff and his staff, who do a great job of making sure that you get the right energy plan that fits your needs, whether it be for business or for your home use. And they do it without ever feeling like anything dishonest happened, just so that the company can make a buck. The relationship with them is number one priority, and it starts with the phone call, because you don't ever get an automated system. You get a human being, and they're focused on what your needs are and when you use energy and when you don't, and then they create a program that is just for you. They're always honest. They're never going to try and screw you over, and if you lose, they lose your business to a cheaper competitor. They understand, but like a trusted friend, you can expect honesty at all times without exception, and they will ensure clear understanding. Never confuse, deceive, obscure, or try and trick you. You're always going to know what your plan is, how your bill comes out, and how much your plan costs and when the contract expires. They go above and beyond to make sure you're never in the dark, get it, about anything. And it's 100% green energy at your fingertips. Sign up and choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. It is affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that always has your back. Check them out. 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-INFUSE2 or infuseenergy.com. Mention ESPN 97.5. $25 right off the top in bill credits. It's a great deal. Get some Infuse Energy in your life.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Barry, Nick, and Joel, till 4 p.m. on The Usual Suspects. Barry in Oklahoma City. Nick and I here in studio in the monsoon that is the Galleria area as we continue to roll on. Baseball trades started heating up last night as we talked about. So if you want to talk about that, we can get to that. But
got some bad news for Barry.
What's that?
He didn't get his approval that he was seeking.
Oh, Jonk shot down the review of the Stallone sophomore?
Yeah, he just walked in the building and said no. Barry cannot do his bit. He's been shot down, Barry. Where do you think Barry is right now?
Doing something that rhymes with bit. So Barry's in OKC and out of commission in more ways than one right now.
Yeah.
While we continue to roll on with the big show. But the disappointment is he spent all of his time doing his homework last night, watching Sylvester Stallone soft porn from the 70s, wrote a thorough review.
Yeah, it was like a full-blown report.
Complete with audio. And he's been shot down, and the principal says it will not be accepted. It is not permissible.
Put a blog up, man. Do a little porn report on Houston sports and stuff, maybe. Maybe he can do a review on that, right?
Well, because what we found out, Nick, valuable information that you learn only here on The Usual Suspects. One, masturbating's not allowed in prison. And two, softcore porn reviews with audio clips are not allowed on ESPN 97.5.
I'm still in shock with that, honestly. Come on. Like... But I do appreciate the text or the tweet that Barry got regarding he probably pissed somebody off. Because why? How in the hell are you going to do a long-term sentence and not do that? Let's be real. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you're going on any dates with any members of the opposite sex, if you know what I mean. And, you know, I don't know what you're doing with the members of the same sex. That's up to you, entirely up to you. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that the activity level is minimized.
So where is this? Okay, so Sledgehammer was the last song. Peter Gabriel,
yep.
Where's he from?
England.
Okay. I didn't know he was British.
Well, look it up.
Has that ever happened to you? Where you thought the dude was American, but he's not? Like,
oh, lots. Sure.
Like, you'd be surprised how long it took me for me to realize was it UB40? Who sang Red Red One?
UB40.
I didn't know they were a British reggae band until, like, I was, like, 25.
Well, you know what, Nick? The good thing is that you still found out at a young enough age. It may have taken you a while, but it wasn't something that escaped you for your entire lifetime. You were able to find out in time.
Yeah, I was gonna call you out and look it up, but I'll take your word. I'll take
you
your word for
can.
It.
You absolutely can. Tears for Fears was one for me, because you already played it, but that was a great album, and everybody wants to rule the world. I love that song. I had no idea at the time. But yeah, there's several like that.
I think I hear somebody walking in the studio. Is Barry back? Laminack back?
What up?
Where were you?
Hey, Bear, everything work out all right for you? Everything come out okay?
Yeah, I got stopped in the hall. People wanted to chit-chat. I was like, guys, I'm doing a big-time radio show down in Houston. I don't have time for this.
That's why you were late, because everybody went, because you're such a celebrity over there in OKC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't, everyone wanted
you couldn't make it back in time for the segment. Yeah.
It wasn't. It wasn't the excruciating bowel movement?
No, Joel, that's disgusting. I don't do that. I don't poop.
Ever.
I don't do that. Never. I'm like a chick that don't fart. That's right.
Things
I'm like
that
a chick
Barry
that don't
and a
fart.
Girl would say for $100, Alex. Are you kidding me? You don't. I'm sure you don't fart either. No, you say you do fart, but you don't poop. Nick came out on the air and said you were pooping. Just so you know,
that doesn't surprise me.
I didn't say
Nick
like
would
that.
Do that. Yeah, they would. They love to do that on Sundays too. Like if I have to, if someone stops me in the hall on a Sunday, they love to throw me under the bus. But you know what? At the end of the day, I don't care. That's his own immaturity, not mine. I'm an adult.
At least I don't initiate conversations while I'm sitting on the stall, Joel.
No, I actually like try and not initiate a conversation. I try and
that's his therapy session. He sits on the stall, initiates a conversation with the guy.
Who is on the stall when Joel is Joel on the stall trying to talk to you?
I knew it was him, and I was giving him a hard time. It wasn't that I was trying to initiate conversation.
I bet you he does this on a normal like
segment two. I was wondering after the sponsor mentioned
Joel is talk to you while you're pooping, guy. That's I know for a fact.
That's how he gets all his ideas for the rundown. He it's like a therapy session. He sits down. He initiates conversation. People
like,
come up
hey,
with ideas.
Dub.
Hey, what do you think about the Rockets?
Hey, Barry Warner, I know you're pooping, but what do you think about this idea? Let me bounce this off of you. You think this is good or is this crap? And speaking of crap, Joel, let me breathe, man.
Barry's the one who went to the restroom and we turned this around on Joel. I don't know how that happened, but.
Because I'm a wizard. Because I'm magical. I know what I'm doing. Oh, my goodness.
Now, hate to be the bearer of bad news. I'm going to let Nick deliver it, which he delivered when you were in it. Let's just say you were indisposed. Nick, why don't you tell Barry what
man,
you told the rest of us?
Your idea got shot down. Did not get approved.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
He's really
say why? I'm so disappointed.
Maybe because it's going too far. Maybe it crosses that line. I don't know.
What line does it cross? The worst thing she says is when they're in the shower, she likes to drop the soap so she can be closer to her favorite part of his body. That's the worst thing she says.
The worst thing, but there's five more clips.
Did he listen to them all?
I forwarded him the email. I don't know if he listened. I printed out the little report that you had, and then I sent him the email. I don't know if he listened to the audio.
This is such a... I knew we should have just done it and then just begged for forgiveness.
That's
so
you, too. That's what you would normally do.
Yeah, I was wondering why you were asking.
I couldn't believe it either. It's like, why are you going to...
You know what? We'll just do it on Sunday.
The fun police.
This is so sad. I am severely disappointed, not just... And the fact that we can't do it, but I'm disappointed in our station. I thought we were better than this. I thought we could do things like that here. I mean, has anyone ever listened to any of these other shows?
Why would we do something like that?
This would be tame compared to what some of the stuff that they do. But all right, I won't do it then. I'll have a stern talking to with Jong and see what's going on here. Maybe I can convince him.
That's what I was going to say. Text him or call him or see if you can talk him into it. But
I'm calling
otherwise,
him the next break.
Your homework assignment gets completely
shut
all that down,
for nothing.
Man.
Yeah.
That's
and
terrible.
I didn't even have my pants down for it. I could have been just, you know, enjoying the movie. Looking at, by the way, they do show his stuff at one point.
Was the chick hot?
No. No. She has, let's just say, she doesn't do a lot of landscaping. And
what do you call that? It's elevated.
Elevated.
It's elevated.
It's elevated.
It is super elevated. It's the most elevated. It is.
It's like three floors up elevated.
Dude, yeah, like you would take an escalator. It's super elevated, and I don't know what's worse is having to see Sylvester Stallone nude, just like frontal. Well, it's actually more sidal than frontal. But then they show like at one point. So see, I'm just gonna do this. I don't care. I'm gonna review this. I'm doing it. Maybe we can't play the audio, but I'm doing my review. I don't give. I don't.
We gotta
give
go to
care.
Break.
Yeah, we're gonna go to break. And you
damn
can,
it!
And you can evaluate that. And when we come back, everybody will be waiting on the end of their edge.
3 o'clock.
Seat.
I'm doing.
However. Guys in prison waiting on the edge of their seat will not be allowed to participate, if you know what I mean. Two in the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big show.
Right,
yeah, call him during the break. And you guys can chat it up. In the meantime, I'm out. Barry's got hour number 3 on Way Back Wednesday. So his list coming up next. Stay tuned for that and a whole lot more. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.